Second date update.
All right, we got Parker standing by. Parker had a great first date with Tiffany, but no second date. We're going to see if we can rectify that situation. First of all, Parker, tell us how you met Tiffany.
We met on Tinder, and it was just, I saw her profile, and I thought she was great, and so I swiped right on that, like you do, and she swiped right, too. So we talked, and then we went out on a date. I thought it went really well. I had a great time, and I haven't heard from her, so.
What'd you guys do on your date?
It was really simple. We just went out for drinks. Okay. Just went to a local bar, had a couple drinks, talked a bit.
And nobody had too much or anything, nothing like that?
No, it all seemed to me like it went really straightforward, checked all the boxes.
All right. Well, let's give Tiffany a call, see if we can figure out what the deal is, see if we can get you a second date.
Yeah, that's great.
We tried to call Tiffany. Parker? Hey, Parker, I'm having trouble reaching Tiffany.
Really?
Just goes to her voicemail.
Well, maybe you should try. She's got an office number. She works at a veterinary clinic.
Give me the name of the clinic, and then I'll try to call her there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, everybody stand by for a second. All right. Intermission over. Ready to go here. We got the number here. All right, let's bring up the phone here.
Clinic.
Hi, is there a Tiffany that works there?
This is her.
Hey, Tiffany, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Okay.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, where people call us when they had a great first date, and they never got a second date, and we got a call about you.
Oh, you did?
Do you remember going out with Parker?
Yeah.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date and said he never heard from you again.
Well, I agree. We did have a great first date, and he never called me.
No, he says he actually called you and texted you many times, and he said he never heard from you after that.
Well, I didn't get any texts or phone calls at all.
So you're saying you never heard from Parker?
No, not once.
Okay, well, actually, we have Parker on the other line here. Can I bring him in on this conversation? Would that be okay?
Okay.
Parker, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you hear what Tiffany said? She says you never even called her once.
Yeah, I have been calling you.
Okay, that's weird I haven't gotten any calls.
Maybe I had the wrong number. Sorry, I'm looking for it. Let me look for it right now.
What number are you calling, Parker, when you're trying to reach Tiffany?
It's 817.
That's not my number.
Oh. It's on my phone under Tiffany, and when I get the voicemail, it says, "This is Tiffany, leave a message." So that's weird.
Okay, well, it must be maybe somebody else named Tiffany, because it's not me.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's, yeah.
You know a lot of Tiffany's, do you, Parker?
Just two, I guess.
Oh, just two.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. We met on Tinder. You probably, you know, thought your Tiffany's confused.
No, it's not like that. I don't go out on that many dates. And this is my sister's friend. And she was asking for some advice on like career stuff. And so I guess I put her number in my phone like a year ago at a party, and that's why I didn't remember when I called in the voicemail. I don't know, I didn't remember the voice.
Well, Tiffany, who works at the vet clinic, usually at this point I would ask if you'd like a second date with Parker. I would pick up the tab. Do you have any interest in going out with Parker a second time? You said you did have a good first date.
Yeah, but I don't think so. Sorry.
All right. You're very sweet to come on the air with us. We'll let you get back to work. Thank you for being on the show with us this morning.
Okay.
Parker, I'm sorry to get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to the Tiffany who works at the vet clinic.
Yeah, it's good just to know. Really, like, it's not... I don't just have a bunch of girls' numbers in my phone like that. It's not... I probably spelled hers wrong, or... It was just a mix-up.
Yep. Apparently was.
You know what I used to do when I was doing the whole Bumble thing?
Yeah.
I would put some kind of defining characteristic next to their name. Or where they worked, Tiffany Vet or something, Vet Tech or something.
Good piece of advice for Parker there.